When Margaret Olley died at age 88 this week, she left for posterity not only her art, but also a wealth of memories for those who knew a generous woman who lived life large. In 1996, the Art Gallery of New South Wales hosted a Margaret Olley retrospective. The day before it opened, Mary Lou Gelbart met the artist, who was right in the middle of pre-launch activity. We'll hear from Margaret Olley in a moment, but let's start with her friend Barry Humphreys in quip mode during the opening.
Ladies and gentlemen, supposing you woke up in a room with an early Pro Heart on the wall and a late Renoir next to it, where would you be? Perth. Perth, round about 1988. They're not there anymore, those pictures. They've disappeared. I know enough about painting, being an amateur painter, to realise the real thing when I see it. And she's achieved something rather unusual in Australia too, by being popular. And she's special because there are a lot of artists who aren't very good artists, who are wonderful characters. She's a wonderful character, a terrific friend, but also a marvellous painter. Her works just give a lot of pleasure to a lot of people.
Every time I went away, I always bring home something that's caught my eye that I haven't seen before. I mean, it's of no value, but I just like the shape. You know, I'm always looking in the lanes for the odd-shaped bottle that's been thrown out. It's amazing what you find. Just something that somebody's thrown out, which you treasure. And I was in Bondi, and there was a little opportunity shop in the mall. And here was this lovely thing for a dollar. It's just like a great prize. Just a slight twist to it.
Unlike the Degas that you've given to the gallery here.
Well, actually, that would have gone very well in with the collection.
I understand that you have given the Art Gallery of New South Wales 62 works of art.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't the faintest idea. But I did have as a role model the most extraordinary woman, Lucy Swanton, who had, I think, independent means. I mean, you know, she would never talk about it. But she very quietly gave things to galleries. And it was always such an extraordinary thing not to keep them for herself. So there was one stage I did a little change round in my life. You know, you've come to an age where you think you must simplify things. By simplifying things, it's never very easy to do that. It's a lot of work goes into simplifying your life. And it meant I was having to pay a lot of income tax, and I had a little think about it. And it took me about 3 years to work out that this would be the best way to buy works of art that I liked galleries to have, rather than giving money after I die and having no control over it. I mean, if they don't want them, it doesn't matter, some other gallery. The arts have been very generous to me, and why not put back what's given me pleasure in my life? I mean, I've spent so much time in galleries, and I've always been amazed at paintings that have been given, lent by or given to galleries. You don't plan these things, it just happens.
Margaret Olley is an artist who's never painted in the isolation of the studio. Her entire house is her studio. The objects will be rearranged, a different cover on a table, a basket of lemons upturned on a white cloth, a white still life of ceramic jugs and pots and a strange little china toast rack in front of a darkened window. But perhaps her best-known paintings are the more recent ones, glowing with a wonderful sense of reflected warm light. wallflowers and lupins and cornflowers, rugs and bed covers and posters. The only reminder of the external world, a glimpse of a tangled garden through a window. Things I wanted to talk about the work in this show, and there's a big gap in paintings from the 50s.
The 50s?
Yes, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, of course, is the fire that destroyed so much of your work in Queensland.
Oh, that was an absolutely blow, and it took me years to get over. I used to play tricks with my mind. Oh, it's still up in Brisbane. If I can't find it, it's still up in Brisbane. Well, what can you do? I mean, it happened once at Margot Lewis's house at the Nepean, which is now the Lewis Gallery. And George Duncan, they were away on holiday, she and her husband, and they let George Duncan and myself. But we were down there painting when I remember hearing on the wireless that there was a fire in Lower George Street, and it was his studio, and the poor fellow having to rush back the next day or get a train. But you never think it'll happen to you. Terrible loss.
And there was the other period. There's been no secret made of the fact that in the 50s you had a problem with alcohol.
I don't hide it at all. Mercifully, it wasn't all that long. But good friends, you know, helped, suggested I do this and that. And all I can say is now life began again from that point. In the 60s.
Yes, and your painting took off again. It seems to me that it became stronger and stronger, and that may well be maturity. It may have been the new start.
Or determination. You never know. You never analyse these things. Mm. Well, I don't. I mean, I always live very much in the day I'm living in. It's the only day you've got.
Yes.
It's a very good AA philosophy, that. And quite frankly, you can go a little bit further as Zen Buddhism. Right now is the only moment you've got. Who knows?
And so we sit in this room, surrounded by these wonderful golden pictures, and it's quite overwhelming to walk into that kind of level of energy. And it seems to me you're painting more strongly than ever, but I don't quite know where you find the time.
Well, I paint all the time. It was quoted a little while ago that I have dinners for people, 20 people a week. A week, can you imagine it? And go to every exhibition in town, and they didn't know where I found the time to paint. Heavens for Betley, I never disagree with them. They can think whatever they like. When I'm working, the door is shut, and I get up and turn on my radio and get ready, and I can paint all day. Winter time, when I'm deprived of light, I do what I call my little night work. You change over when you're deprived of light. I mean, I might be painting on 20 paintings off and on over a period of 6 or 9 months.
Well, Barry Humphries talks about that too, the fact that when you walk through your house, there will be a painting in progress in every room.
Oh, yes, as I go through, I'm trying to sort of solve little problems as I go through.
Where do all the flowers come from?
Well, if you really look, there are not too many flowers. I generally wait until flowers are sort of off their bloom. I'm not a sort of a botanical painter. I use them for colour or shape, or I look longingly at something I've had for a few years and I can still see what I want in it. Justin O'Brien and I used to refer to them as the bones.
I also wanted to ask you about another phrase I read about the influence of the moon.
Oh, the moon. Well, the moon, Why do you even doubt that?
I don't
doubt it. The moon is the most extraordinary strength of the gravity. Just think what it does to the water, the oceans, the tides. As a child, we used to go camping in remote places, and you were very aware of the tides when you could go and not go swimming. The stories of people going mad at full moon. What? Water on the brain. If it has so much influence on the ocean, what are we, 90% water? So it must affect us.
There are such a lot of things I wanted to ask you about. I actually, on another...
Oh, it's like when my darling mother died. All the questions, unanswered questions, or you think of all these things you wanted to ask.
Yes.
And that I'm very sorry that she will not be here. She's not here to see the exhibition because she was a great help all through my life. She encouraged me when I was quite small. And those things are very important.
You've worked terribly hard to be independent. To be independent. And I think in the early days it was certainly a financial struggle.
Oh, well, may I say, I was brought up in the days just after the war. You were very lucky if you sold something for 5 guineas. Mm. And everybody supported themselves. And so it should be. I mean, money you earn is the money you value. It's only just recently, all of these grants and handouts. I don't approve of them. I like to think that money's there for people who really need it.
The late Margaret Olley with Mary Lou Gelbart, 1996. So you want to be a writer? Well, we at Replay are here to help, with advice from someone who really knew his craft.